Amidst piles of snow, Jack Boyd had a thoughtful take on the film.
It was a big pill of morality to digest. A lot of angles on power and a storyline that we were so into and deceived by.
Boyd, an Aspen resident, had followed some of the details revealed about Armstrong's doping, but didn't know about some of the bigger, more damning evidence, like how the athlete used EPO, a particularly powerful drug. Catherine Bell also saw the film last night.
I don't know, I'm still just astonished at the length that he went to cover his complete deception over winning in a sport that he loves so much.
If filmmaker Alex Gibney's name is familiar, it might be from his earlier film, The Smartest Guys in the Room. That's about the Enron scandal. He's also turned an unblinking eye on sex abuse in the Catholic Church, U.S. torture tactics during the War on Terror, and even Hunter S. Thompson. In The Armstrong Lie, Gibney includes a dizzying array of details that create a picture of how and why the cyclist chose to deny his doping for so long. Aspen resident Bill Replinger has closely followed news about Armstrong's extensive use of performance-enhancing drugs. He says the film hasn't changed his view of the athlete.
I really enjoyed it. I still have a lot of respect for Lance Armstrong and feel that he didn't ruin cycling.
For Jack Boyd, it was helpful seeing so many references to home in the film.
I love the connection to Aspen, and you see a little bit of Aspen in the film, in his house in the West End, and he's still just this human man, and it's just this classic men in their power story.
The Armstrong Lie explains not only how so many other riders were doping during Lance's career, it also raises questions about whether cycling officials allowed it to happen. More evidence of that is expected to emerge over the next year as an independent commission begins to investigate doping in cycling. Officials and riders alike are being asked to participate, including Armstrong. There's even a chance that if Armstrong agrees to name names and provide information, he might be able to compete again someday. Maybe. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.